Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back. Have you had a good week? I certainly hope so. And I hope this is helping you. I hope this is getting you where you want to go with your relationships. And when I'm talking about this, I mean this stuff I keep talking about every week. Does it seem like guys really do love bitches? You ever asked yourself that? I know there's a popular book on the bookshelves about this, and it's one of those underground topics that women often talk about, and men sometimes even talk about it too. But does it seem like men just can't seem to get enough of bitchy women? Well, I want to talk about three shocking reasons why men love bitches. Or do they? It's going to get real interesting here today, so hang on and strap yourselves in. What is a bitch? Anyway, some people say it's a woman who has self-respect and doesn't allow guys to walk all over her. Well, that's just a person with self-respect and a healthy dose of self-esteem. That's not really what a bitch is if you get right down to it. You can think of the extreme of a bitch, and that woman tends to be somebody that we think of as being kind of, well, harsh, a little too much most of the time, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't use such a strong term for her. But then again, sometimes we look at a positive quality, and if it's something we don't have, we tend to label it in a way that makes us feel better about where we are with ourselves. So when a guy calls another guy a dick, well, what he's doing is sometimes saying, hey, you know what? He's got some things I wish I had. And the best way I can make myself feel better about not changing those things is to call him a name. I know, it's this human being thing that we tend to fall into. I mean, here you are. You're a normal woman probably, right? Female in form and in your passions. And you're probably told that if you were just like all those princesses in the Disney movies, someday your prince would show up. He'd sweep you off your feet, and you'd live happily ever after. If you're sweet and nice and gentle, men will just love you to death. Well, that didn't happen, so you decided to join Match.com, and that was going to be your next port of call to find Mr. Right. Or, you know, you discovered that going out there in the singles dating scene is not the field of roses that it's really painted. I mean, online dating can be great if you know what to expect. Any particular way to meet guys can be good, but you have to kind of give up on that expectation of a fairy tale ending. Maybe you're a woman who's interested in guys, and when you show a certain level of kindness and warmth and interest, it's your natural way, after all, of expressing affection, these same guys tend to withdraw or become distant. And then you decide you're no longer interested in him, and then you give him the cold shoulder, maybe acting a bit disinterested and distant, and then all of a sudden he chases and pursues you relentlessly. You become this irresistible goddess of white light that he must have. And so your likely assumption is that if he responds like this to mistreatment, well, he must want to be treated like that. And more, it seems like guys are drawn into this whole overbearing and stereotypical bitch persona. That's what they're attracted to, right? Well, first of all, let's get our definition of bitch set right up front, because this is the most important thing. Bitch equals a woman who treats men badly because that's what men seem to respond to, not an empowered woman. It also does not necessarily mean a confident, secure, independent woman, although that may be a part of that. Mostly, she just isn't very nice to guys. That's how we're defining bitch here. But wait. Is it true that men really want this? We want women to mistreat us? Well, as I'm about to reveal, the truth is actually going to shock you a little bit. So let's jump right into the three shocking reasons that men love bitches. Do men love bitches? Reason number one, well, he's got no self-respect. Yeah, the unfortunate truth is that one of the big reasons a guy might chase you when you mistreat him is that he's just a low self-esteem dude. He doesn't feel very good about himself, so having a woman to command him feels good to him. There's a good chance this guy was even brought up in a single mom household where, either the man in the house wasn't very present or didn't exist at all. Now, this guy, he seems like he's very easygoing and relaxed, but he's a bit too relaxed when it comes to the decision-making. And I hate to say this, but a lot of these guys have associated the quote-unquote strong love of a mother who had to play both roles in the household, and he, you know, didn't always connect with her femininity. And whether we like it or not, our kids form a lot of their patterns of attachment to the opposite sex from their opposite sex parent. And with no father around, the woman of the house, his mom, had to do both roles. And that unfortunately confused him on certain levels. But you know what? On many levels, the guy that's attracted to a woman because he wants a strong female role model just simply lacks any good male role model. sure, he'll seem like a really nice guy when you get this kind of guy into your life, right? Which is what all your friends and family are going to say about him. But overall, you're going to find him to be a real wuss. He won't feel attractive to you because he lacks any masculine edge to his personality. He'll want you to make the decisions. He'll want you to take the lead, and he'll do whatever he can to avoid making you mad. He's always looking for your approval. Sometimes it feels like you're dealing with another girl. You know what I mean? And years into a relationship, you'll find that you're with him because you think you should be with him, or because he's never that much of a bother to have around, so hey, why not? You just kind of fall into a pattern of why not with him. He doesn't mistreat you, sure, but he also lacks any masculine charge that makes sexual attraction work. There's no danger, no risk, no edge to this relationship. Now, some women take this kind of guy on as a project, and then they just give up after a while. They end up losing the attraction for him in a few short years. And eventually, they feel compelled to cheat on him and then wonder, where did that horrible urge even come from? But it feels like it's the only way to escape the relationship. Or, forgive us for this, but sometimes you hope that he cheats on you and set it up so that he will. It happens because deep inside, these women know that most people wouldn't see why the relationship is unbearable on a certain level, right? It's hard to communicate that when everything seems like he's such a nice guy. Why would anybody want to get rid of this nice guy? And would probably think of her as being the awful one for doing that, right? And this is a pattern that I've seen, and it happens much more frequently than women or men ever like to admit it even does. But there's another reason women get drawn into this role, and that's, well, sometimes he wants a bitch reason number two. He thrives on the conflict and contention. You ever had a couple or known a couple that were friends of yours that they were always getting into it with each other, right? You might see them having one loving moment with each other, usually when looking back on the past, right? They would reminisce and then they'd get a little bit mushy, but the other 99% of the time, they're constantly bickering and arguing with each other. She seems to nag and, well, he seems to love to bicker back, and they just love to disagree. Sometimes they make up just as strongly, but most often they just stop bickering, and that kind of feels like they're back in love again. Kind of funny how that one works. You'll often talk to your friends about them, and then somebody always says, hey, if it works for them, but, you know, you suspect on some level that it really doesn't work for them. It doesn't seem loving or caring, and it definitely doesn't seem like what a relationship should be. There's no glow and no goodwill there, and you know you want more than that. Let's face it, some relationships are all just, they're always going to be like throwing gunpowder on an open fire. The personality quirks and self-esteem flaws of one person rub up against the quirks and flaws of another, and then you wind up with sparks every time that ignite the conflict. This is another case of getting pulled into a dysfunctional dynamic that kills sexual attraction. But unlike getting involved with the wimpy guy that we talked about, the one that just can't seem to get his masculine energy out there, this relationship can grow and evolve into a healthy and loving one. Now, finally, we come to the last reason. It's probably the most important reason, and that is, why do men want bitches? Reason number three, he's challenged. Most guys need the woman in their life to feel like a challenge. One guy I know put it like this. He said, a woman who's too easygoing is not going to scratch a man's competitive itch because, yeah, we want to have a challenge thrown down for us to overcome. It's even in all those fairy tales that women want. And you know what? Women even want to see us compete and fight for their love and approval. You know what? He's right. Men do need to feel like they've earned you. It's an indication of your relative value in the social marketplace. The really crazy part is that we don't like to admit, and this is actually true in all areas of our life, it's that we value those friends most who can be trickier to coordinate schedules with. You know, they're always a bit harder to connect with. We also value the mentors and the people in our lives that, we have to actually earn the time to be with. Women even appreciate men more that they had to work hard to win over. So men need to feel like they've worked hard to earn you, which also then flows back into him as an accomplishment of sorts. After all, if he won you, and that means you feel more valuable, and then you picked him, you, this valuable woman, decided that he was valuable too, well, that must mean he has value. You see how this works? Funny how this cycle of self-esteem can sometimes be a little bit twisted, huh? So no matter how much we might cry out that, you know what, that's not fair, the fact is that it's the way our minds and our psychology work. We don't want people that are always easy to be, you know, to get with, or too easy sometimes. When you were young, did you ever know that a kid that was always working really hard to be your friend? you know, whether it's a boy or a girl or whatever, they're always eager. They're always trying so hard to be likable, which ironically made him or her much more unlikable to you and your friends. Something just seemed kind of wrong about him. And the reason is that we naturally distrust anyone that needs us that much because we sense they are needy. You know, they're going to be emotionally and possibly a survival burden. Hey, no one said the psychology stuff was all fun and games, but there's an upside to this too. And this is our primal brain screening out the people that we just won't find sexually appealing for very long. So it's kind of a fast sorting routine that our brain does that saves us from a heartache later on. When it comes right down to it, men hunger and crave the challenge. Sometimes it's unhealthy, but most often it's a real need that a woman can give him. And this need actually engages his sexual attraction. Now, the problem with using this bitch mindset to challenge a guy is that it's often a facade. It's an illusion created by a woman's elusiveness and apparent disinterest. It's not built on the healthy side of challenge, where a woman allows a man to prove himself to her. A healthy challenge also means she doesn't hold him at arm's length to manipulate his affections, but to pace the relationship correctly. A man wants the fruits of victory, and you can help him. The positive foundation of a bitch attitude that works is simply confidence and self-worth. And it's by possessing those two healthy virtues that a woman never needs to become a bitch at all, okay, or mistreat men. She merely comfortably asserts herself without making it too aggressive and masculine. She knows how to enforce her boundaries without being too angry or vindictive. In the end, if you're wondering if I endorse this idea of men loving bitches, well, the truth is that you need to understand what part of a bitch a man is attracted to and why. If you're strong, you're resourceful and compassionate and feminine, and you're not dead set on competing with him in your relationship, you've probably got just the right amount of bitch to keep a healthy man happy. And that's what you need to focus on. Just be the best you and focus on that, because if you're focusing on a quality of your personality solely to attract men, well, that's probably misplaced energy, right? You just want to be a better woman so that the relationship can be better together. So be careful about that label of being a bitch or not being a bitch. Just be you, of course, and you're going to hear that constantly in anybody's dating advice. It almost sounds trite and doesn't really, you know, push any boundaries or challenge you on any level. But on a certain level, it's so true, because it's the last thing we really get down to is that focusing on ourselves as being the essence of what makes the other person attracted in the first place. So if you want to get them and keep them and get and keep the right guy, you got to be that right kind of woman. So if you want to learn more about that, by the way, I do have a program that would help you with that. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/trueromance. That's TRUEROMANCE. That's datingadviceguru.com/trueromance, all one word. And I've got a very quick little article for you. It's a very shocking psychological trick about men, and it's something that most women, again, they never really discover about how guys think and feel, how to trigger a man's romantic side. It genuinely opens his heart and allows you to enchant him on a very deep, deep level. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/trueromance. You're going to learn things about how you can remove the love barriers from a man's mind and turn him into a hopeless romantic. It's the kind of guy that leaves flowers on the windshield of your car or leaves messages with you just to let you know that he's thinking about you. The guy that texts you at the right time to let you know that he's thinking about you and how much he just wants to be near you. This is what you can discover for yourself, this magical attraction that enchants any man's heart. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/trueromance. I'll be talking again next time. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.